This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about. Man, Jim Carville says he thinks Donald Trump will skip the debates with Biden. He will not want to participate. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. When I give you that statement, I want you to understand the level of desperation the Democrats have. You've seen it. You hear me talk about it all the time. I tell you all the time, folks, you better embrace this chaos. I don't mean it in, like, get used to it. I'm saying be happy that all this is happening now because we get to fix it. You have a fixer in the White House. His name is Donald Trump. And when he wins, and there's a guy that says he's got a 91% chance, yeah, that's about the odds I'd give him, maybe 99. Yeah, the guy that's predicted presidential elections for a long time says Donald Trump's got a 91% chance of winning. And I was asked on a friend of mine's radio show, what do you think about that? I said, I think it's low. I think Joe Biden has a snowball's chance in AT double crooked socks of winning the presidency. And I gave him the reasons. Joe Biden in his own party, 20% of the people think this dude is demented. 19% of the people, or 17%, still want to go for Bernie Sanders. 19% were undecided in the Kentucky primary. Joe Biden's the only candidate. Another 14 or 15% voted for other. And then there were other candidates that got votes. Joe Biden got 57% of the vote, and he's the only candidate. And they want you to believe there's a mandate. In your dreams, the only way Democrats can win is if they figure out a way to cheat. They can't get all the mail-in ballots done. And there's going to be a lot of people watching this election. And Donald Trump is not a chump. He's not going to lay down. So if you want to believe that Joe Biden can win, fine. But he's not going to win. That's not why you listen to the program, because you think, oh, Kevin's going to tell me everything I want to hear. I'm not telling you what you want to hear. I'm telling you, Joe Biden is mentally diminished. It isn't going to get any better over the next few months. And the more he's seen in public, the worse it's going to get for him. And Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. But they don't have that in their DNA. Democrats are ashamed of nothing. They will stoop to whatever it takes. And if they can't intimidate you verbally, they will come and try to burn you down. They will put crosses in your lawn. They will burn your house down. They will threaten to burn down your businesses. They will threaten to shoot and kill you. Am I lying? Look at the couple in St. Louis, the Democrats that work to get black people out of the criminal justice system and are prosecuting cops. And you know what happened to them? Democrats, Antifa, KKK supporters, Black Lives Matter supporters, they converged on this couple's yard, threatened to kill them and burn down their businesses and their homes. That's what you get when you get Democrats. And if you think that the world isn't noticing how scary that is, that you can be as woke as you want to be, but that doesn't mean you aren't going to get targeted. And if you think that targeting matters by the color of your skin, trust me, it doesn't. If the same black people that claim that Black Lives Matter, if that had been a black couple, they would have caught the same grief. And if they want, do you think it immunes you in the black community because you're black that people aren't going to break into your house? They're not going to rape you. They're not going to rob you. They're not going to murder you. You must be out of your ever loving mind if you believe anything close to that. That is a fact. And you know what? It ain't a secret, folks. People know it. Black people know it. White people know it. Enablers, all of them, they know it. They know exactly what they get. They're scared. I talked about it the other day. You got Rowling and Noam Chomsky sending out a note saying, listen, we've got to be able to communicate and talk and all this. What have we been saying for the whole time? Listen to our side of the story. Oh, they just Republicans. They ain't no, they got nothing good to say. Really? We are the reason why this country works. Give yourselves a hand. Pat yourselves on the back. We are the reason this country works. We're the reason people want to be here. We're the reason why people want to stay here. We're the reason why people still aspire to the greatness of what America is. And it has nothing to do with leftism. If you are a leftist, you don't love America. You don't love any of the principles that it stands for. You want a free ride. And what everybody works for, you think you can take. And you'll use whatever reason. So what? You were never a slave. So what? You know, white people have done nothing to you. Nothing. Black people still go, they owe me, man. They owe me something. Look at what they did to my ancestors. Has anybody ever said to you, hey, man, let's check your record on your ancestors? I really want to know. I'm going to take an intrusive look at your ancestry DNA. We're going to find out what your people have done. And you find out they're the biggest crooks and scoundrels on the planet. Well, you think he would change his mind? No matter, man. I'm black. And my people back before that, they were slaves. And they were whatever. Shut up. That's what I say to them. Think they can intimidate you. Whew, that was a good little quick recap of things. Seeing racism everywhere. I mean, I'm going to talk about this Bubba Wallace thing for quite some time because Bubba gets into a spat with the president. He wants to become the victim. The victim. Bubba's a victim now. Black Lives Matter is a victim. Getting money on top of money. Shameful. How much money this group is getting, and they are nothing but a terrorist organization. Shameful. Anyway, Jim Carville says that Donald Trump is afraid to debate Biden. A man who graduated from Wharton. Oh, by the way, there's a controversy. Donald Trump didn't take his SATs. Okay, let's say that he didn't. Let's say Donald Trump, that's what his niece says who wrote this new book. By the way, where's Bolton's book? Anybody hear anything about Bolton's book? Remember the one that had all the controversy? It was the next thing that I guess was going to bring Trump down. Where's Bolton's book? Well, his niece, Trump's niece, has written a book. She says Donald Trump paid somebody to take his SATs. Okay, let's say he did. Donald Trump then gets into Wharton. And let's say he cheated his way through Wharton. Okay, let's just go with it. Let's go with the leftist mentality, because we know he didn't. Because if he did, they would give us his grade. They would tell us he was a scoundrel, and we got people that said this or that. I even saw a guy tweet and says, if you took a test for at Donald Trump's SAT test, tweet me back. So anyway, he goes, he cheats on his SATs. He graduates from Wharton, gets a loan from his dad, because his dad would certainly condone cheating on his SATs and faking his way through Wharton. His dad loans him $1 million. He becomes a billionaire. Now, let me ask you this. Would it matter? Would it matter if he cheated? Did somebody take his SATs? Because I'm going to tell you, if I'm too busy to take my SATs, but I can make a good score and I can pay somebody to take them, I'd say take my test for me, because I don't care. I'm going to be a billionaire one day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was a little bit heated in the last segment, wasn't I? I'll admit it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I was describing Democrats, and it has a tendency to get me a little bit heated. Because they're such scoundrels. You know, and it's funny, they always think they're going to get you. You know, Bolton's, I mentioned Bolton's book. Where's Bolton's book? Bolton's book was supposed to be full of all this stuff that was going to be bad for Donald Trump. And I asked about Trump's taxes, and because I hadn't heard about it in a while now, the Democrats are going, we got to get Trump's taxes. One guy, this is a New York Times article that says, New York Times says Biden should demand Trump's taxes ahead of the debate. How can you do that? See, that's an excuse they want for Joe Biden to say, I'm not going to debate him until he gives me his taxes. That's what he wants. That's the excuse. It's not required. Donald Trump's a sitting president. His taxes are none of your business. But they're looking for any out. I tell you guys, you got to stop looking at the news the way they want you to see it. You got to start looking at it for what it means. Jim Carville says Donald Trump's afraid to debate Joe Biden. Why is he saying that? That's what I talked about last segment. Why is Jim Carville saying that? He's saying that because he knows Joe Biden is afraid to debate Donald Trump. But he has to give the perception otherwise, because that's going to be the spin. And the part two of it is Donald Trump won't release his taxes because he's afraid to debate Joe Biden. Now can I help you connect the dots a little bit? He doesn't want to debate him. He's afraid. He wouldn't show up. That's why he won't release his taxes. They think it'll force him to release his taxes, which they know it won't. But it gives him the excuse for covering for Biden. Nice strategy. If it weren't for the fact that Donald Trump is Scooby-Doo, he's going to solve the crime. You know what I'm saying? He's going to unmask you at the mine and find out that there's lots of gold in that mine, and you didn't want us to get to it. You wanted to rob the town. That's what's going to happen. Debate. Donald Trump afraid of Joe Biden? Are you serious? And Donald Trump's taxes? I mean, come on. So one of my buddies asked me the question about the taxes. I said, what do you think is going to happen with Donald Trump's taxes? I go, let me give you the Donald Trump strategy. For the people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, let me explain how Donald Trump works. It's brilliant. What Donald Trump does is he finds out what you're going to get worked up about. And in this case, the Democrats are taxes, 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 taxes. So he says, okay, they're worked up over taxes. I'll fight them. Now, most people go, he's fighting because he's guilty. No, Donald Trump fights because it's a principle. You don't deserve them. You don't need to see them. But I'm going to set a trap for you. I'm going to fight you. I'm going to make you think that there's something there. And he does. Donald Trump fights tooth and nail. Goes to court. He gets injunctions. They get released or whatever. He goes to the next court. And he keeps fighting you. And he lets you think you're winning. And then, when you think you're about to get the taste of the sweet nectar of victory, Donald Trump yanks it right from under you like Charlie Brown, like a Lucy and Charlie Brown trying to kick the football. And let me tell you how he did it to Maddow. We talked about it before, not even that long ago, but certainly at the time that it occurred. Rachel Maddow had Trump's 2005 taxes, I believe it was, or something. It's either 5 or 15. And she's going to do an entire show on it. And she set it up. Is Donald Trump doesn't pay his taxes. He's not he's a tax cheat. He escapes taxes. He does anything he can not to pay, not to pay, not to pay. Now, meanwhile, all around her are Democrats who don't pay taxes, who minimize that 2% charity or whatever. If that, Bernie Sanders, that, giving nothing. Barack Obama gave nothing. Joe Biden, less than that. All of them looking for taking every tax break they can get, but claiming sanctimoniously that we need higher taxes. Hey, no, I make a lot of money. I just be paying high tax rate. Then pay it. It's that simple, Barack. But they don't. So Donald Trump makes them believe, boy, I skipped out. Oh, he's going to use this deferment. He wrote off a $1 billion loss on a casino thing, and he's been using that deferment, and he pays no taxes. He's a scoundrel. A tax cheat, tax avoider. How can you elect him as your president? So Rachel Maddow sets this entire thing up. She has her viewers just titillated. They are sitting at the edge of their seats going, get him, Rachel. You'll get him, girl. You show him. And meanwhile, Donald Trump's chuckling. He's laughing. Oh, which ones did they get? At this point, he doesn't even care how they got him. He's going, oh, they got him? Okay, good. Let's spring the trap. So the first thing he does, and I talked about this before, Donald Trump says, I'm releasing my taxes ahead of the show. So he does. And what do you think was in him? I told you the other day, he paid $38 million in taxes. He did not write off the stuff that he could have written off legally and legitimately. It turns out Donald Trump paid more money in taxes in a single year than every presidential candidate he'd faced had paid in a lifetime. And you're going to try to sell that? Oh, and by the way, because he has a moral core, he said, I'm not taking that deferment. All those that money I lost, I've already done enough with it. I'm not taking it. That was the surprise. And I swear, if you get a chance, if they still have it up, go watch that show of Rachel Maddow vamping for an hour going, we Donald Trump Texas, and we've got him here, and right here in my little hens, and she's fumbling with the papers, and you know, we've been talking about Donald Trump in Texas and all that, and then she starts trying to soft shoe the idea that, oh, he did pay his taxes, but he's still a bad guy. Oh, he didn't take that deferment, but he's still a bad guy. And I tell you, it was a thing of beauty in so many ways in terms of Donald Trump. Because what he proved is, these people will do it. Even when they get the truth, they spin. What Rachel Maddow should have said is, you know what? He got us. But not only did he get us, shame on us. Because we assumed that Donald Trump paid no taxes. We assumed that Donald Trump took this deferred tax thing and was using that in order to not pay taxes. And you know what we did? We were dead wrong. You know the outcome? That was the outcome. We were dead wrong. It maybe should, maybe it's something we all in America should take a lesson from, that we shouldn't jump to conclusions. Now, there are some other looming issues with other taxes, but given the evidence here that's been presented, I'm going to take a different look. I'm going to maybe start being more fair. Remember when the New York Times and all them, after getting caught in lie after lie after lie and having to fire people who were making up stories, they said, we're going to be better journalists. Is that occurring? Do you really believe leftists are going to change, you know, the leopards will change their spots? I apologize to leopards and people that love leopards for even using them. If you think they're going to, you're dead wrong. And this is that was a perfect example, but Donald Trump sprang the trap, and it was beautiful to watch. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Everyone knows mail-in ballots are a disaster. You just have to take a look at the last recent... Take a look at New York City. Look at New York. They're still counting your ballots, Pat.
President Trump speaking at the White House, sharing his thoughts on mail-in ballots. The president continues...
They had a race, a small race by comparison, tiny. It's so messed up. They have no idea there are ballots missing. Thousands and thousands of ballots are missing. They think they're going to send hundreds of millions of ballots all over the United States, and it's going to come out. You won't know the election result for weeks, months, maybe years after.
President Trump referring to a congressional race in New York City there. CDC Director Robert Redfield telling a House panel that continuing to isolate children is harmful and the nation needs to get schools reopened this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Milwaukee Brewers home opener versus the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday was canceled due to members of the St. Louis Cardinals team coming down with COVID-19. This, followed by the Miami Marlins, has Major League Baseball searching for answers. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says teams are welcome to come to New York.
New York State has a full Department of Health protocol system in place. We have a testing system in place. I offer to Major League Baseball, if you're having problems playing in other states, come play here.
At least one team has taken the governor up on his offer, as the Toronto Blue Jays are now playing their home games in Buffalo. Hurricane watches are now in effect along Florida's east coast as a Category 1 storm approaches the Bahamas. Hurricane Isaias is less than 300 miles southeast of Nassau in the Bahamas and picking up steam. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The idiocy of the left will not stand. It cannot stand. It is much. It is so much the minority that the press has to take a megaphone so you can hear it. Without that megaphone, BLM goes away. Friends of mine were like, Kevin, they're going to be much more powerful. They have funding. They've always had funding. We've been funding them. Funding them through our tax dollars that get siphoned away by Democrats and put into these programs. The idea that Biden has raised more money than Trump is ridiculous. Biden raises money because every special interest group, everything, they're all funneling it now through I don't know how all that stuff is done, but I can tell you, let Joe Biden come on TV and say, I'm Joe Biden, and I want to see how many people are really willing to support me, and I'd like everybody to give a dollar. You can only give a dollar. And Donald Trump would do the same thing. Donald Trump would have $60 million, and Biden would be lucky if he had $2 million. Don't be fooled. Nobody listens to Biden. Nobody cares about him. Nobody listens to these leftists. They understand how stupid they are. And I get it. It's easy to lose faith in mankind and go, Kevin, they really are sheeple and they do this and, you know, stupid people wearing masks and stupid people do. You know, that was me. I threw that in. But, you know, whatever the thing that you're noticing, trust me when I tell you. The average person still has a lot of common sense. They use it every day when they're going out there paying their bills and looking at life. And eventually, it hits them. If you think the people that were living in the chopped autonomous zone, had businesses there, were happy with that, you must be out of your freaking mind. They weren't happy. They wanted to get guns and go kick the crap out of these people. They just didn't know what to do. They knew their city officials wouldn't help them. Wait till help is really on the way. Watch what happens. I was talking about the NFL earlier. Kaepernick still talking about how oppressed blacks are. Whiny, whiny babies. And all these other sports. NASCAR. I love the NASCAR commercials. Hey, NASCAR is back. You need to come back and help with NASCAR. And you know what's going to happen? NASCAR ain't going to get jack. People that were supportive of NASCAR that would go no matter what are going to go, screw you. The NFL, screw you. Jack Del Rio. I think he was a linebacker, if I'm not mistaken, but he's a coach of a team. And he said, you know what? Kiss my buttocks. I support Donald Trump. He said to Roger Goodell, his owner, to the world at large, you think you're going to embarrass me? Screw you. I'm voting for Trump. I don't know. I can't tell you how many videos, folks, I've seen of black folks out there going, I don't care what you say. I've seen enough. I know what's going on in my community, the game that's getting played, and I know we're driving some of that. Got to be happy about this stuff. You cannot dwell on it. You can't be made to think that, you know, oh my gosh, man. You know, because like I said, they put a megaphone. Let somebody say they hate Donald Trump and you got social media trumpeting their cause. Google, Facebook, Twitter. Let them have all the reach they want. They should be able to reach everybody they want. But we're going to shadow ban those that don't fit the narrative. But you know what? They're not stopping us. They're not stopping us. We're still out there doing our thing. I want to shift. ESPN's a byproduct of the NFL. And let me tell you, most of the TV shows, and this includes ESPN, many of them would be dead if they didn't have these fat cable deals. TV for the NFL is the biggest form of revenue. They want to get the money from the stadiums and what have you, but that's not driving the NFL. That drives the owners, and that drives the vendors at these stadiums. But, you know, doesn't matter. The stadium's going to get a certain amount of money from the NFL to play the game there with or without fans. And all that revenue was going into the, you know, I mean, it was, of course, they sell NFL propaganda there. So the NFL gets their piece. But the biggest part of their contract is in these TV deals. And I learned ESPN is not doing too well. They're not faring very well at all. And here's what it said. This is an article. It says ESPN's income declined 11% compared to last year. 11%. Now, you got to understand, these numbers have been dropping precipitously year after year after year. I chronicled the NFL for up until 2 years ago because of all the Kaepernick crap. I was chronicling its demise, losing 15, 17%, 13% each year. Cumulatively, that's a lot of loss. But they've still been able to hang on because TV revenue. Half the shows that you don't watch on cable, they wouldn't be there if they had to sell their own concept and get it onto the thing. But because they package it, they stick all this ugly stuff in there and they give you ESPN, but they say you got to take, you know, the LGBT logo channel. You got to take this lesbian channel or we won't give you ESPN. So they squeeze all this stuff in and next thing we know, you know, Bobby's got two mommies, right? Because we got to all get woke. We all got to get woke. But let me tell you, it's backfiring on these leftists. Big time. They went on to say, the drag on earnings revenue from ESPN led to a quarterly miss of estimates from ESPN's parent family, Disney. Fortunately for Disney, the company has made smart strategic areas moves in other areas, buying Pixar, Star Wars, and Marvel, among others, that have helped to defray the coming collapse of ESPN. So Disney may not suffer terrible consequences thanks to the success of Star Wars, Marvel, and Pixar films and continuing popularity of its theme parks. I'll be spending a ton of money there next week on vacation with my kids. This is what a guy's writing, but he says ESPN is a dead company walking. I agree. Anybody that's covering NASCAR, anybody that's covering basketball, NBA, anybody that's covering NFL, and if baseball gets into the mix, I'll stop watching it, and so will you. You know what you learn when I haven't watched football in 3 years plus. I watched the Super Bowl because my aunt, who's a quadriplegic, it reminded her of her husband who had died earlier that year when we brought her in, and I said, I'll watch it out of honor to Uncle Larry, but that's it. Last game I've ever watched was the Super Bowl of last year. I will not watch anything more until the NFL changes. And I believe many of you have finally gotten woke, using my finger quotes, and you're finally saying, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm sick of this. It's about time. They said the story here is simple. ESPN is losing millions of subscribers and viewers, and that adds up to billions of dollars a year in losses, and is on the hook for tens of billions in sports rights costs in the years ahead. Because see, what ESPN does is they book these events in advance. They book the NFL for 4 or 5 years, whatever the number is. They book NASCAR for this amount of time, and whatever else, soccer, you know, men's and women's soccer. And all these meritocracies are getting involved. I mean, where you should be focused on being the best player you can be. All of them now. Oh, I don't know that girl, Megan somebody, that came back, the women's soccer, that defied it. Why? Because nobody gives a crap about women's soccer. She wants to be a hero. I want to be the Kaepernick of soccer, because that's going to give me more money than soccer would ever give me. You want to know why? Because nobody gives a crap about women's soccer. What was I was thinking about the other day? It was a woman's sport. And, I know what it was. This is a funny thing to consider. So there's a girl that plays baseball in Little League. And her name is Angie. And she competes with the boys, and she's good. She throws as hard as the boys. I think she's 14 or so. She throws as hard as the boys, and she got picked for the All-Star team. And I remember thinking, I said, Angie's dad is one of these guys that is so proud of his daughter, and he should be. But you know what he's waiting for? He's waiting for the moment when the boys catch up to Angie, and they pass her, and she's no longer the talk of the town. Because let me explain something to you folks. That is what is going to happen. Now, I love the girl. You see her out there and the little boys think, oh, she's a girl. We're going to beat her. And I always tell these kids, I go, man, Angie's going to whoop y'all's heads. And she does. It's a joke in our family because I say it all the time. Angie's going to whoop some little old boys' heads. But there'll come a day where people will see Angie and they go, well, that's the girl that once was. And I don't care how great of an athlete you are as a female, your father is going to say, she's a really great athlete, and she was competing with the boys up until, because she will no longer be able to compete with the boys. It's that simple. But we can't say that, right? Because then we seem sexist and misogynistic and all this other stuff. Or you might just be telling the truth. Anyway, bad combination. ESPN losing 10,000 cable subscribers per day. Think about that. These guys are dying. If your business was losing 10,000 customers every single day, would you panic? ESPN's not. They've gone from 101 million cable subscribers to 88 million over a period of years, losing 10,000 a day. And it isn't ringing any alarm bells wrong because they're woke.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Baghdad is safer than New York City. Many of these war-torn countries are actually safer than American cities. If you take the statistics out of cities, you know, say top 10, top 25, holy cow, America's so safe, you could walk around with no firearm. You wouldn't have to learn martial arts. Nothing if you take out the top cities for their crime. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. How insane is that? So much crime concentrated in so many areas. You just pluck out the cities and suddenly we practically have utopia. Think about it. When you pluck out the cities, you pluck out all the Congress people, the corrupt cops, the corrupt judges and politicians. I mean, just imagine a world with no Democrats. Imagine a world with no Democrats, with no leftists. Because it's not just Democrats that are the problem here. Imagine a world with no leftists, where people react with common sense in dealing with stuff. I talked the other day about J.K. Rowling and Noam Chomsky talking about we got to have more dialogue. We have to be able to speak about issues. You can't talk about anything. It's pretty amazing. Can't say a word. You mention anything that's contrary to the leftist narrative. Well, there are some good cops. Oh, there you go, talking about good police. You know what police do to black people, man. What you talking about? Blah, blah. Wait a minute. You don't even want to admit there are good cops? Dude, you don't even want to admit that the overwhelming number of cops are good cops. You don't want to admit that. But you want me to admit that the small percentage of bad guys, that's why when people try to bait me, well, surely, Kevin, you can admit that there were some bad Republicans. No, I ain't going to admit anything. I'll admit to this. I'll admit the Democrats hung my people. That's what I'll admit to. See, that's called you don't buy into their argument and then you come back at them with the actual thing they want you to admit to. Because what they're trying to do is what we call in the biz transference. They want to take what they did and transfer it to you. And the minute you go, well, sure, I can admit that, but they're gone. They are on it. See, well, you admitted it. Yeah. That's not the way you debate a topic. You don't allow for transference. And here's what transference is. We used to call it in sales. I'm giving you guys some very good debate tactics. We used to call it in sales when you get the client to admit to a yes question. You get them to answer yes. You never have a client say no. So you say, well, Ted, thanks for having me here. It looks like, you know, and he's fed you already the information. You've got a supply chain problem. Ted, it looks like you have... You got a bit of a supply chain problem. Yeah, Kevin, we do. That's exactly why you're here. I haven't told him anything new. But you know what I've done? I've made him go, oh, we're in simpatico. We think the same. Now, it might be a good supply chain problem. I got more orders than I can fill. But I don't want to tell him, hey, listen, I'm not here to solve a problem, you know. Well, Ted, it's not really a problem. You just got a lot of orders and you got to figure out how to fill them. Now technically, yeah, Kevin, but I mean, I don't have the money, you know. Now we get to dive into all the other things and he's at a negative. I want him to go, oh, we got a problem, don't we? It's our problem too, right? Because once that ownership occurs, it is our joint problem. So if I'm debating you and I go, well, surely you can admit, folks, that there are Democrats that are racist, right? And once a Democrat goes, well, yeah, oh, now we share the problem, right? You admit it. Now we see it the same way. But if he fights back and goes, well, no, Kevin, I can't see that. Now we got a debate. Now we got to go mano a mano. But if he admits it, then we're golden. So whoever can get you to admit that is going to win the argument. I know that sounds trivial, but it is a fact. Because it's no longer based on facts. It's now an emotional argument. Oh, you side with me now, but now you don't want to side with me in this part of it? Even if everything I say after that makes total sense, I've agreed. So my lesson to you today, white people, and others who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, is don't agree. That's the trick. Well, Kevin, surely you can agree that the black people have been oppressed by the police. I don't agree. Oh, man, let's debate it. Okay, let's debate it. Surely you can agree that white people have been oppressed by the police as well. The same things that happened to blacks with policing have happened to whites. You can agree with that. It may be a smaller percentage, whatever, but can you agree? Yeah, okay. So we can't have a discussion about what's happening to one person versus another person because of color, because we all agree it happens to everybody, right? You get what I'm saying? Once I get them, I'm done. And then if I go, okay, well, so now that we agree that it does happen to whites, let's really go delve into the numbers. Did you realize that white people have more encounters with the police per capita than blacks? And I'm talking about not just based on, oh, well, black people are this percentage of the population. White people have more encounters as a percentage of people than black folks. And white people are being killed in bigger numbers than black folks. And in fact, per capita, they're killed far more often. You're more likely to be shot by a cop if you're white than you are if you're black. Are you aware of that? You're done. You're done. I've cooked you. Sizzle. Not like bacon, but, you know, they do taste good when you sizzle up a leftist. And they good eating. So, what I'm looking at here, folks, is, and we talked about this the other day, is all the lies and how you don't let them get away with the lies. The people that, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to come to me and go, well, you need to be wearing your mask. Shut up. You don't know anything about this. You are a sheep. You are following in the footsteps of this. Let me ask you this. I'm not sick. So who's at risk? If I know I don't have this stupid virus, who's at risk? Me, right? Exactly. So if I choose not to wear a mask because I'm not sick, that's on me. It's none of your freaking business. Yeah, see, you got to know how to throw down. Cover-ups, man. So we know that we got places in the world where they don't have police. They got, it's just a horrible environment, and it's safer than our cities in this country. And leftists don't want to even tell you the truth about it. They've watched crime go through the roof. Everything that they've tried has turned to crapola, and they seem to not care. Andrew Cuomo is now investigating himself. Have you guys found this out? And his conclusion was he's not guilty of killing the elderly over the Wu flu. That's the conclusion he came to. He enabled a massive outbreak in New York City's nursing homes and then tried to cover it up. He and his brother, and it's the same thing he did, but Andrew Cuomo, when he started, I don't know if you guys know this, he started a commission to investigate fraud, and the commission started investigating him, and he shut down the commission. Well, he's essentially done the same thing here. Still happening. They investigated, his administration investigated the policy and its impact and concluded that the decision to send patients who tested positive for the coronavirus into nursing homes was not a significant factor in the thousands of deaths that occurred in nursing home facilities statewide. It wasn't his fault. He sends people with a disease that targets and kills old people into a place where old people are. And he catches heat, so he says, well, we'll investigate it. And in his investigation, the results were conclusive. That wasn't the reason they died. Do you sense a bit of sarcasm? Certainly a sense of hypocrisy, me pointing it out, that this is a man who puts a diseased people into a place where the very people that can't get the disease, if they get it, will die. They do. And he says, you know what, we're going to investigate it, and the conclusion is, I'm not at fault. But what was even more incredible than that was what he said was at fault. You ready? The 33-page Cuomo administration report blamed nursing home staff and visitors for unknowingly infecting nursing home patients. The report actually praised Cuomo. It was issued by Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker, a Cuomo appointee. Cuomo then criticized the nursing home's policy and said how they were handling things and said it was pure politics. So a Cuomo appointee essentially said, we will say that the Herald dictator is good and everything he did was fine with the nursing homes. You sensing a bit of craziness here, people? Well, I do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.